This is exactly right.
Adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. If you want to hear more about ways you can actually live your best life, check out How to Be a Better Human.
Each week, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways you can improve your life.
This season on How to Be a Better Human, learn how thinking about death can actually make your life happier, why it's never too late to make a change, and more.
Find How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.
You can ask for them to bake your chicken wings? Where are you ordering from?
No, I specifically look for places that bake. I prefer bake over fry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's fucking interesting. Okay.
Is it?
I don't...
Is it that interesting? Is your life so boring that that is the most... Or are you just trying to find a word because
I'm trying to figure you out, Michelle Buteau. I'm trying to figure you out. That's what it is. You are
layered. Know me. What the fuck are you talking
about? I know, but you be doing some secret shit. Like, I didn't know you get baked chicken wings and shit. Come over to your house and have a baked chicken wing.
Hold up.
That's wild.
Hello. Hey, you can leave them at the door, okay? I'll be right out.
What's the chicken wing, man?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Messi. They call you now. They call you.
Yes. Shit.
They want to make sure you got these wings, bitch.
Welcome, welcome, y'all. This is Adulting. You've reached the right address. I'm Jordan Carlos. I'm joined, as always, by my co from Go, Michelle Buteau. Michelle, how are you doing? Say something to the people.
You know what? I have...
Yes?
I've just given up on the idea of finding my belly button when I sit down. But I'm doing well. I'm doing well, everyone. I'm doing well. Shout out to these fucking delivery people, man.
Truly.
What a way to see a neighborhood.
I know. I feel bad because my dog is always like...
Good for Leo. He doing his job. That's what he there for.
His bark is so loud through the door, but he's just a tiny dog. And then you open the door and the person is just like anxiety riddled. I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
I have two big, black, beautiful labs. Bouncy little labs. Two big, black, beautiful, bouncing.
What is going on?
Lab mastiffs.
There's so much alliteration, almost sexual. What is happening?
Black, oh no, I'm robust. I'm laughing on the mic.
You're going to hear it from Anonymous 69. They're going to be like, more laughter, more genuine moments of glee. This is bullshit. You're just supposed to say funny things like a movie and no one is to laugh except for the audience.
What my point was, when those two beasts, when you open the door, those two beasts greet you, it's a lot of dog. And I didn't grow up with a dog house. So I always feel for people who don't like dogs because they look like they're doing like a game of Twister, but every circle has mud in it. They're like, like they don't know where to put their limbs. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I've turned into like Kathy Bates in every movie where I'm like, down, go down. Down. I need Caesar.
Yeah. Listen, the dogs can really just throw a wrench in your sketch, I think. And people just aren't planning on a dog. They're not planning on a dog. They just are not planning on a dog.
That's true.
And they're just like, I don't know. Other people's dogs, they do freak me out sometimes a little bit. Your dogs are cool. But other
really?
People's dogs.
What freaks you out about other people's dogs?
I don't know them. I don't know if they'll bite me.
Okay, I see that. Yeah. Now, can you read a dog? Can you read when they're happy or chill or about to...
I thought you meant like put it in his place. Like, can you read a dog?
Yes.
Can you?
Can you take that bitch to the library and be like, who's in charge? What do you even mean?
I'm going to read this dog.
First of all, your paws.
I do pretty well. I just like hold my hand out. They're usually very calm around me.
Oh, you follow all the rules. Like you put your palm out or whatever so they can smell you and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm a friend.
Yeah.
They often smell my dog on me. Sometimes that's cool. They're like, all right, cool. This guy's like a dog person. Because I can smell another dog.
Have you ever been bit by a dog?
Have I been bit by a dog? No, I've been scratched by a cat, but never bit by a dog.
Oh,
scratched by a cat.
Been? Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Miss Shucott and your cat, we're done.
Yeah.
And that was it for me and cats. it scratched my hand, and then just the cat,
one. So it just happened with one cat. And you're like, I'm good on all cats.
Well, I was four.
Aw. Okay.
And it scratched my hand.
And you remember that?
I think it was like Dr. Butterscotch or something like that was the name of the cat. And it was like, I was kind of obsessed with it and I wanted it to be my friend. It was like, we're good. And then it just took a swipe.
You know, I was scared of animals because my parents didn't like animals. So I didn't have like the vocabulary. And Caribbean people usually are like, they're for outside, you know. They're like more security. It's the security. They don't belong in your bed or in your hearts or something. Like, at least, I'm not speaking for all Caribbean folks. I'm just talking about my family and the handful of dogs that I really got to know when I lived in LA, because LA is such a dog friendly place. I was like, this is lovely. And I have this thing called anxiety now. And I feel calm when I'm around these animals. And I mean, I have been bit by a dog. I've been bit by two dogs. It was not fun. One of them I got chased down when I was six or seven. Coming from the bus. It was a German Shepherd. Yeah.
No. Racism. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wait. Racist dogs.
Oh, you better call Sean King. Can we get Sean King? I got a post.
I don't know. There's way too many like cruel German dogs. I'm always like, there's that, the Rottweiler, the what's that one with the Doberman pushed pincher?
Rotties are really just so sweet, though. You know what I mean? It's like, I will say this. Asshole people have asshole dogs. Asshole people have asshole kids, period. Like, yes, it always comes from the top, right? And so, yeah, I mean, at least, like, kids can go off to college or get some therapy and figure their shit out. Animals can't.
No. Wait. So you got bit when you were six?
Yeah, I've been bit twice. The second time I was in my 20s, just moved to Manhattan, and my neighbor had it was a mix between like a hot dog and something else. Mm-hmm. And he went right for my thigh. I said, your dog is biting me right now. This is what, you know what I mean? And it's like, you don't want to put your hand around their face because I'm glad this is so funny. But even cats, like, you know, just trying to figure out how to read animals and how to stay safe is really like the way to also figure out how to enjoy them and their company. If I'm unsure, I just ignore. I don't give them attention. And if I don't feel like their owners are doing enough, I ask their owners to do more.
You got to in this economy.
Yeah, because Heiss had a cat when I first met him. Heiss had a cat named Hoos, and I say, you better not, Dr. Seuss. And this was an all-black cat. We're into black animals. And yeah, that cat did not like me. He was like, bitch, this is my tummy to lay on. That cat did not like me.
Eventually, did it warm to you or
eventually
never?
It did warm to me. And I did not know that the cat liked me, because when I came home from wherever I was out shopping in Amsterdam on my feet and my bike, getting some organic whatever the fuck, I came back and there was the head of a mouse on my pillow.
Aw.
Yeah. And Christ is like, oh, that means he likes you. I say, you got to get receipt because I'm good on it. Yeah.
What a wonderful gesture to say, I see you. I acknowledge you.
I mean, that's what cats more do. People oughta. It's very thoughtful.
We got to get to our guest, though.
Yes. Also very thoughtful. Guest. Wow. This was really some NAACP Image Award winning material. I better see you at the next award show. Okay.
Look,
we're out here saving lives.
But listen, our guest, wow, a Drag Race champion, among other things, a Broadway icon as well.
Yeah. Don't know if she's a champion. I think she's a runner-up, but thanks for...
Oh, she was a runner-up. Let's try it again.
Yeah, but I love that she's a champion in your eyes. She's amazing. She's also on my show, Survival of the Thickest, coming out on Netflix. She's a goddess, and I really can't wait for you guys to just get into this episode.
Give it up for Peppermint!
Okay, Jordan.
What?
I told you this material was real crazy.
What?
I have pussy sweat. What were we talking about? We weren't saying that yet.
I
Hello,
saying,
welcome
we're
to Adulting, everybody. I'm your host, Michelle Buteau. This is Jordan Carlos.
We out here. Can I say something now?
You absolutely can.
Can I say something now?
Yes, you can.
Same. I do, too.
You know, this is what happens. This is what happens when you just got tick ties that save lives.
Yeah.
Them tick ties, right?
Tick ties save lives.
And they really do.
They truly
and
do.
So, ask Mary J. Blige. She knows. This is giving Mary J. Blige to the Super Bowl last year. And this is what happens when you don't wear underwear. I should have, like, learned. Look at them. Everyone's like, yeah, sis, you fucked up. Also, there's all these, like, really great things for thick girls now, like chafing deodorant for your thighs.
I have thick thighs myself.
You do?
I do have thick thighs. They're pretty thick.
What'd you say, sis?
You need a full side like that? It's like a horse's leg, yeah.
She come in to Thanksgiving talking about the parts of the turkey she liked.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
They told me at Brown not to do that, not to break the body down into certain parts, that's objectifying. But thank you.
I have a question, Jordan. Yes. I have your last question. Yes. What's like, okay, so you are a very straight man.
Okay.
What is...
Are you saying for like,
what is one thing, like, let's say, what is one thing in high school, like in the locker room, that you felt self-conscious of, or even in college?
Oh my God. I had an outie belly button.
Aww.
Not anymore. Not...
Somebody said, like, prove it. Okay.
Not anymore.
Let's
not
go.
Not anymore. It's gone. It's gone now.
Okay.
It's gone. And it, look, it's gone. See?
Yay!
Yeah. It's gone.
Come on, give me some music. Everybody it's Magic okay? Mike 4. Let's go. Welcome to the stage. You know him. You love him. From adulting and other stuff. It's Jordan.
Yeah.
Edward. Conchita.
You want to see these?
Carlos.
You want to see this one pack?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Is that what you
want to
see? Do you want to see this box wine?
Let me see it. 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 Let me see it.
It's okay. Oh, my God. Woo! It doesn't get that much airtime.
I love it. People just throwing Bitcoin on the stage.
I know. Jesus. People are really settling out there in the real world. They're like, look at that hot loaf of stuff right there.
Oh, we got one thumb up, one thumb down. What in the gladiator is going on, bitches?
Listen. Body brought to you by a 20-pound kettlebell, everybody.
I love it. I love it. You know, who said it? I was up, like, late one night. It wasn't even... I'm not even on TikTok, but, like, TikTok's on Instagram. So what the fuck? I think it was Gabrielle Union. She was like, we get the one body. We get the one body.
Love it.
Can we just, like, not beat it up like that? And so I started doing these Mayan abdominal massages where you massage the tummy in the front because we're always focused on the back. And we always beat up the front. But the front's doing what it's got to do, too. Like, let's show it some love.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, let's get in there and figure out if she's okay.
And?
She's good. Yeah. I mean, it's a very wild place to, like, hold on to stuff but also be very present.
Yeah.
But that's how my mind works. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, man, definitely the most adult thing for me this year has been, like, just... diving into the holistic wellness of it all.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you were getting into wellness.
You ain't gotta know everything about me, motherfucker.
No, that's great. I mean, like, goop it the fuck up.
No, I'm not gooping it up.
I don't know.
I'm supporting black-owned businesses trying to figure out what my shit is.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm doing. I mean, I've never seen so much Palo Santo in my whole fucking life. But it's okay.
Palo Santo's great. It's so cleansing. That's what they tell me. And I did not know that. So are you meditating? What are the crystals?
I do a little bit of it all.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I do what I can. And I don't beat myself up if I can't do it.
Hey.
I'm just like, oh, well, that's cool. The dish is done. The meditating. The bills will get paid when they got to get paid. Like, everybody. Do you know what I mean? Like...
That's
relax.
A part of wellness?
You want to come shut the... What's that?
That's a part of wellness?
It is. Because you can beat yourself up. And you know, it's a rat race. It's just like, why am I on the government's time when they're not on mine?
Ooh.
So let me do what I got to do and y'all do what the fuck you're doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm not really trying to give it too much energy where I'm just like, oh, why in the, it's a fucking lot. And then my right eye gets a heartbeat. I'm like, no, not today. Jesus, take the wheel and go over the Whitestone Bridge. Jesus, we doing it. Also, I saw this thing that, this is the last thing I'll say.
No,
just kidding, yeah. It's not. Gabrielle Union, oof, let's get her on the show. Somebody asked her, what are your tips for staying so young or looking so young? She said, water and boundaries.
Ooh.
She said, drink lots of water and say no a lot. Because when you say no to bullshit, you say yes to peace of mind.
Yes. It was Robert Frost who said, good walls make good neighbors. What are you?
What the fuck? I mean,
same difference, same energy.
I don't know either. It's just giving Sister Act 2 substitute energy.
More like Dead Poets
Society.
Like, I
hope I have enough ketchup for my French fries.
Listen, you inspire me to think of like poets and shit. I want you.
Don't believe that bullshit. Y'all motherfuckers out here believe us the bullshit in his fucking Foot Locker clearance sweatshirt.
Hey.
I am so excited to bring our guest out because, wow, she is amazing. She is a force.
Yes.
She lights up a room. It's also like, what can't she do? She does everything and she does it well. I can't wait to talk to her.
Broadway's own.
Yes.
Drag Race's own.
Yes.
Please give it up for Peppermint!
I love you so much. Peppermint, this is Don Will, the DJ. He's a great friend. So I'm so excited because I met Peppermint because as I was filming my show, Survival of the Thickest, for Netflix, coming out in the summer, I told casting, look, the central perk of this show, like the central perk in Friends, is going to be a drag bar restaurant. And I really want to find a black trans woman who is not afraid to talk about some shit, get down with some shit, and be hilarious. And casting was like, do you know Peppermint? I'm like, she would never do it. And then I fully looked you up, and you were on tour. And I was like, she probably won't do it, and she probably can't do it. So the fact that you were able to do it, and you did such an amazing job. And you were so fucking funny and lovely and warm. And even like the biggest, coldest assholes on set, and there was only two of them. They were like, do you think I can get a picture with Peppermint? That's what you do for people, two people. So thank you for doing my show.
Oh my gosh, I didn't expect that.
I love you.
Well, bitch, I'll get you right back.
No, let me pour into you.
I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, I was a fan. Obviously, I've seen some of your work. And when I got I won't say what happened when I got the call about the show, because I was like, what's going on here? First of all, when I read the script, I was like, yes, absolutely. The conversations that our characters were having together, and then all of the other folks in the story and in the show, it was like the most inclusive, most affirming atmosphere. And then that was behind the camera and also in front of the camera. So I'm just so grateful to be a part of something like this. I believe in it so hard. Y'all have never seen a show like this. So set.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good show.
So when the thing, Jordan's when the too. Reminder comes out on Netflix, you better put, I will come to each and every, we have the guest list. I will come to your house.
I love it.
Set it.
I love it.
So thank you.
You're amazing. Like, look, Jordan was able to do a cameo, which is dope.
Yes.
There's a big party for the season finale. Don was able to be on the show and play the DJ. When I tell you, like, you know, you have creative people in your life for a reason, so why the fuck not you know, casting or just like, how about you work with this person? You're like, that's cool. How about I work with a friend that's also talented? Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, man, we are only stronger together. So, and I say this all the time, somebody else's success will never fuck up yours. So just do it together. Okay. Now that we got the wedding speech out of the way.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so you just started working with GLAAD.
With Aladdin? What?
GLAAD.
Oh, I thought you said Aladdin.
Oh my God, are you working with Aladdin?
No. Oh my gosh.
That would be fire.
Are you Jasmine? You're the new Jasmine on Aladdin?
I can show you the... Okay, done. Hey. Yes, I actually joined the board of GLAAD, so okay. I don't technically work for GLAAD. I volunteer for GLAAD. And I'm on the board of directors, the National Board of Directors, which means we have the opportunity to sort of connect community and need and opportunity and funding with their vision. And there's a lot of things to see in the vision currently of basically advancing opportunities for LGBTQ folks and making sure that representation that we see in the media is accurate, not only just like a gay character on a show, but making sure that all across the media landscape that there's fair representation in commercials, in all types of advertising, and in music industry, just all over the place. And so that's what I do with GLAAD. I also work as an ambassador to trans justice with the ACLU. GLAAD are GLAAD are the individuals who are helping shape the landscape in terms of what we see and hear about queer folks and making sure it's as intersectional as possible. And then the ACLU are the ones who go and sue motherfuckers who try to do us wrong. Excuse my language.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, I mean, Jordan and I were just talking about it, and we're like, what is happening in America? Because almost every state has a ridiculous yeah. anti-drag and trans law that are...
It's the usual suspects. It's the usual suspects. I mean, and I don't want to speak on it too much, but like I noticed that in Arkansas was an exceptional case because what really is behind it, you know, not only are you're exploiting children. You're exploiting children by saying you're protecting them. That was the same thing that was done with the war on drugs, prohibition, you name it, right? Use the children to punish a certain group or demo, right? So now trans people are the target. And what you didn't see at that signing that Sarah Huckabee did was that in Arkansas, she also lowered the age that children can work legally in Arkansas. Oh, that part was left out, right? So do you see how sly they are?
Yeah.
Like, and it's the same states, the ones with the high infant mortality rates, the ones with the high imprisonment rates. Like, it's the same shit, different toilet.
The ones with the high... The ones with, ironically, or not so much, the ones with the highest search results for transgender porn are the states that are outlawing access to healthcare, housing, education, employment for queer folks, and obviously specifically trans folks. But when you said it's the usual suspects, it's literally the usual suspects. It's the same exact architect behind the effort to, quote, protect young children from what they're calling trans ideology. It's these same people. It's the same exact architect. Christopher Rufo is his name. Yes, I will say his name, Christopher Rufo.
Christopher Rufo, come get it.
It's also the same person who's dismantling the accurate history of black people in this country through education, taking anything that has to do with the accurate representation of black folks in this country as we're connected to our history and calling it, quote, CRT, critical race theory. It's his idea. He laid out the plan and he said, I'm going to do abortion, I'm going to do critical race theory, and I'm going to do the trans folks, and we're going to get them all. And what this does is, aside from attacking us and attacking our humanity, it is an attempt to dehumanize us. But what it really, I think the real goal, like you said, is to disenfranchise these people, to disenfranchise queer people and women, and separate us from, as Padma was saying, separating us from our bodily autonomy, separating us, criminalizing us so that we can't vote. And then they can pass all these things through. They don't have to have a distraction anymore once they do that.
Yeah.
We gotta fight.
Yeah, we gotta fight. Right. For me, I always like to obviously vote. Like, do the things I have to do, but, you know, be responsible with my words, my voice, my power, my audience, my stage, right? And so
when it hits the arts and people are making millions of dollars for hate speech, millions of dollars punching down, you know, female comedians don't even make what they pay in taxes for these specials. And we are trying to not only be funnier than most of the motherfuckers in the room, dare I say, winning awards for shit that no one else has won. And it's just like, the right people need to hear it, right? Sometimes it does feel like screaming in a dark room, no matter what platform you're on. But be responsible with your words no matter what, because you have to sleep at night. You have to look at yourself in the mirror. And it's just like, if we only just took 5 minutes to think about what it's like for someone that doesn't look like us, then the world, I think, would be a better place. Okay, now let's talk about dating.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
Let's talk about dating. The cheapest date you've ever been on. Go.
Okay.
A cheap motherfucker.
I was worried about this conversation, but probably not for the reason you think. You know, honestly, as a queer person and as a trans woman, my connection to dating and like sexuality came at a different time than it probably would have had I grown up cisgender and heterosexual. I didn't even really start becoming sexually active until way in my almost 30s. And I don't think I'd ever been on a date until I was like in my mid-30s. And so most of my connections were like through, where are you going, bitch?
I know.
not the front row. You better be getting a drink.
Oh, shit.
Okay. She was like, I don't want to hear this bitch talk about dating.
Nah, Stitch is going to go get you a date.
Yeah. It's okay.
Stitch is going to go get you a date. That's where she go. She said, okay. Hold on, I know somebody. I'll be right back. You know how Forrest Gump just keeps running through? That's what she doing.
But the date. Go ahead, girl. Bring me back one, too.
Go now. You got to go now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. A Diet Coke. It's okay.
Do you want a wedge of anything in that? Do you want, like...
A Diet Coke and a rotisserie chicken for me. Thank you.
Anyway, so cheap dates. I'm a cheap date. I think, okay, this is... cheap dates. So it didn't have any conventional dates.
Right. Can I just say...
Tell me.
There's a lot of power to dating in your mid-30s. Because, wow, you're not going to fuck around with bullshit so quick. Do you know what I mean? Because I grew up, like, maybe a little too fast. And so getting cheated on, like, at 17 and at 19 and at 22 broke my heart. And I was, like, fucked up about it. If I didn't date some... Like, I was in my 30s, I would read a motherfucker like a government library. You understand? Like... It would be open 3 hours a day, but oh boy.
Fair enough. It's true.
I'm a read. Okay.
In that same regard, me dating in my 30s allowed me to date more as my true self. You know? And thank you. And so, you know, for me that meant being in the body that I wanted, feeling good about that.
Yes.
And, you know, knowing that the people that I was drawn to were drawn to me and everything that I was offering. And
yes.
And I tried before at different stages, and it never worked. Like, gays were like, girl, no. I was like, oh, okay. So dating in my 30s, it was a lot. And there's a lot of BS that trans people go through. I mean, a lot of this stuff is connected to what we're seeing already, yeah. Like, you know, in the world. So it naturally carries over into the dating world. A lot of shame. And so if you happen to hear of a celebrity, because that's who you'll hear about, who happens to be dating a trans woman, like, just don't feed into the online, like, transphobia, sort of homophobia of it all. If you hear of a guy dating a trans woman, don't feed into it, because dating a trans woman does not make him gay. That's really important for everybody to know. That's the kind of stuff that I've had to deal with. So when I was swiping on like all the dating apps and stuff, trying to break into the dating scene, I was dealing with a lot of, you know, like, your account's been banned because people are reporting you because you're trans and they don't think you belong in this space. Once I was able to get through, once I was able to get through all of that, I fell in love. And then he broke my heart. He cheated on me with, okay, this was a cheap date. I met him. God damn it. I met him on Facebook.
What in the 90-day fiance?
Well, no.
Was he in Tunisia?
Yeah. Yes. No.
They were all rooting for you.
He might as well. It's worse. He was from Boston.
Oh, no. Worse than Tunisia. Oh.
And he ended up cheating on me with one of my best friends. He double timed both of us. Girl, I saw him commenting on her Facebook page, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I called her. I was like, girl, do you know so-and-so? And she's like, I know so-and-so. And suddenly it was like, the boy is mine started. Music. Boop, 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 boop,
dark,
boop, boop, boop.
Dark child?
You need to give dark me child? A... What? Were you Monica?
I was Monica.
You were Monica. Hey, don't sell yourself.
Yeah, because he left me. I don't really know who won in the song, but he left me.
They both did. Yeah, nobody won.
He left me. He denied me. He broke my heart. She dumped him too. We were all over it. But
God.
It was honestly the catalyst. That was the thing. That was that moment that I was like, okay, I'm done with the BS. And
yes.
So I was able to be done with it. And I've had some other hiccups along the way, but the last time I had my heart broken, I turned it into an album and a tour. And so, you know, put my Taylor Swift on.
Do that T-Swift.
I love it. You better pour your fucking experience in your work. Thank you, everyone. I was really trying to read and get a thing. I was like, why am I doing three things at the same time?
Is it time for questions?
It is time for questions. Okay. Please expand on what is the deal with bonnets and hairnets on airplanes.
What?
Please expand.
Show yourself.
Who? This is it you?
Really?
What a cultural
darling. Excuse me. What you got to say? This one right here. Stand up. Show yourself.
She won.
Show
yourself. This one.
Okay. This black on black crime must cease right now.
The white folks, please leave the room. We gotta have a conversation.
Yeah, we can't do it. We're in a mixed company right now.
Look, okay. This is what I'll say. Depends on the airline. Depends on my seat. Depends if it's Spirit. I'm not even gonna show up with anything with a zipper. Like
Spirit.
You're gonna fuck that. You don't deserve
it. United.
Fuck United. They killed a dog. They can fuck off.
Delta.
If I'm in first class.
Girl, you can do any. You can change your clothes if you're in first class with Delta.
And if I'm you know what it is? Because all these old white men just fucking spread and eat with their mouth open and fart and yawn, shoes off and shit. Can I just protect my fucking edges? I don't know what the fuck just happened on this seat before me. Plus, if it's an overnight, fuck that. Give me my shitty red wine with my fucking bonnet any fucking day.
Plus...
And I will only watch The Woman King over and over again.
The Woman King over and over. Service. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Yes.
Cheers.
To toasting.
Yeah. Come on, man. I have a pet peeve with people that lick their fingers and take a pillow on an airplane.
Wait, that do what?
Take a pillow on an airplane.
Why can't you take a pillow on an airplane?
Oh, don't bring a pillow from home.
Your pillow from home?
No.
That's the...
Especially the saddest pillow. You ever see those?
The sad pillow. That's the fun. It's just like, this isn't camping, bitch. It's a four-hour flight. Pack your pillow or stay home. What do you need, a blankie?
They have pillows on the plane.
They got pillows on the plane.
Well, not always.
Or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah.
Hold on.
What the fuck are you saying? A
sleeping bag? I think...
You take a sleeping bag on a plane?
How long was the flight? Where were you going? To the moon?
Who hurt you?
It gets
you?
So cold.
She said it's so cold. Bitch, you are anemic. Have a skirt steak and some fucking...
I love a good time where I wish I had a Coleman... kind of like, you know, caterpillar sleeping bag. on a flight.
I like this question. How do you learn to argue with your partner? It depends if they're taking a sleeping bag.
You're not bringing this sleeping bag. We got to unroll and roll it every time we go through security. I then got to get the air out. I can't get it in the little bag.
She said it's so cold. It's bitch, so cold. Bring a sweatshirt. I don't... Why?
Stop flying across the Arctic Circle.
I'm telling you, God, if you are cold, you need iron.
It's literally a rolled up comforter.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's... Look.
It's no duvet.
How do you argue...
How do you argue with someone?
Yeah, no, that's important because you're going to argue with somebody and you should really learn how to do it. You should be productive. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, my wife and I don't fight. We are sparring partners. That's who we are. If she's
like boxing people
from
gloves?
Yes, people from Brooklyn, their love language is argument. And my wife is from Brooklyn, so every day it's just like, no, the Pacific Ocean is greater than the Atlantic. Fuck you. You know, like... But it's just you square up, you spar about ideas, you keep it spicy. Spar, nobody gets hurt, you wear headgear.
I mean, we've talked about this before, the most important thing too is let somebody finish. Let somebody finish and really think about what you want to say. This isn't a competition, you don't have to be like, yeah, but, I mean, that can happen once in a while, but once you're like in your 30s and your 40s and you're older, it's like, that shit is not cute. Yeah. What are you doing? You guys are two human beings who love each other. You got to figure it out in like a decent way. Do you know what I mean? And whoever's going to be like more drunk or high. You know what I mean? You just got to know that we'll just pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when, you know, usually when you're fighting... You're not really fighting about what you think you're fighting about.
That's right.
Like, the argument is about the chicken thing on the table, but that's not really what it's about.
Don, do you have any advice about arguments, Don?
I would say two things. Don't gloat and know how to be wrong gracefully. Those are the two things.
I think STFU is really good. Let the person speak, then STFU. Also...
What's that? Shut the fuck up?
Shut the fuck up. Let them speak.
The best way to have somebody shut up is to... sit on their face. Which leads me to my next question. Yeah, right?
No, you talk.
How many times a week should we be having sex?
I think it's like people aren't having a lot of sex out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Are not?
They're not. They're not having a lot of
According
sex.
According to...
Statistics that I read.
That's because the people having sex are too busy to do statistics.
Hey.
Thank you
what in the
horn.
Quinnipiac? Let me tell you something. I think 1 to 2 times a week is like a good...
I'll tell you. Let me tell you.
More than that? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think myself.
What this demo right here is like, y'all are fun. The rest of the room is like, that's a good goal.
Yeah, but on...
But wait.
Very good goal. I like that
goal. The couple behind them still fighting about the bonnet.
Yeah. Why'd you read them from 5 minutes ago?
You can't gloat. Don't gloat, man. Don't gloat.
I can't believe you asked about that bonnet.
What in the Lisa bonnet?
I mean, real talk, this answer is really up to you. Life changes. Your schedule changes. Your body changes. Your energy level changes. Your desire for the person or people changes. So, like... Don't beat yourself up for having too much or having too little. It's what you get what you need when you need it, period.
It's like fortune
Thank
cookies.
Thank you, Don. Do I have to pretend to care about my friend's kids?
Yo! You write that? You write that?
Who wrote it?
You wrote that.
Who wrote that? I didn't write it.
You wrote that. You
Who
fucking wrote that.
It?
God.
Who wrote it?
Damn. I always drill the names of the kids before we go see the family. I'm like, okay, it's Darius and Archimedes, right? Like,
the short answer is no.
Yeah.
No.
I have a feeling that if you're asking that question, they already know you don't care.
Yeah. They know, but sometimes these parents don't give a fuck because they're so hungry for attention and community that is not like just in parent mode.
And so you really put that shit on the other person. But that's why I'm just like, let's go meet somewhere and I'll get a babysitter. Because, yeah, you got to read the room. Your kid is a part of you. They're not all of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, you don't have to pretend. You don't have to like someone's kids. That's, no. Not, teachers don't even fucking like kids.
Yeah.
They just want a better future. They don't give a fuck about your kids.
Some days I don't like my kids, you know? It's tough. Okay, how do you motivate yourself to exercise regularly? Sex is
Who
a good motivator.
That?
I don't know.
You know what? I think this is sort of like... this is sort of like anything you need to do in life, like whether it's quitting a job or divorce or cleaning up that room or whatever the fuck it is. One day you're going to wake up and be like, all right, I got to do this for myself.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, sit fucking pretty. Sit pretty. Order the Uber Eats. Do whatever the fuck you got to do. One day you're going to be like, all right, I'm ready to fucking work out. Yes. And when you do work out, get yourself a friend and a little edible. Very fun.
Edible underwear.
Ew. Also, go to Target. They got great workout clothes for a very affordable price. As a bigger person going to the gym, you're very I'm very self-conscious because I'm like, everything is black. Everyone looks like Meg Thee Stallion. I'm like, okay. You know, just get like fucking new clothes and it'll make you feel like 10% better. Like half the work is just saying, I'm gonna do it for myself.
I love that.
Leather or lace? That's a real question.
Wow.
I say neither. I got a sweaty pussy. I can't. I go to the gym. I need two towels, one for my hair, one for my puss. You know what I mean? I'm so sorry. What does everybody else say?
I thought they were talking about wigs at first.
Hey! Yes.
Peppermint, what do you think? Leather or lace?
I've worn lace. I think leather is too much going on. Yeah, and definitely sweaty.
Yeah.
But you know, it ends up off of you anyway. So like, just start that way.
You wear some outfits, honey.
I know. I usually do quite revealing.
Yes.
Things. I mean, you know.
Let's go. Okay, we got to wrap this up.
So
one last question for you, Peppermint.
Yes.
Oh my God, this has been so fucking fun. I don't want it to end, but it's got to.
Got to end.
What's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself that you haven't had time to do yet this year? And it could be
time.
Anything.
Time. Haven't had time to do. Oh God. Really? I don't.
No wrong
I'd like
answer.
To. I would like to begin the process of purchasing a house. For myself.
I
don't know about if that's about time or money or both.
Yeah. I love that. I love that for you. And that will happen.
That is grown.
Sidebar, I'm in the same... I probably shouldn't announce this, but I'm in the same apartment that I've been in for 25 years when I moved here as a college student.
What?
It's time.
You're allowed.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It expired during the pandemic. I was like, okay, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know what? You're going to attract so many different things, people, for better and for worse. For better and for worse. And wow, Peppermint, thank you for everything you do. You are just amazing. Give it up for Peppermint,
everybody!
I do love when people openly admit that they want to buy real estate in America, because that means that you're still investing in America. Like,
yes.
You still believe in America. You know, I do believe that creating whatever kind of generational wealth will also create generational health. And what is more beautiful than an openly Black trans female entertainer owning fucking property and paying for that house by doing shows.
Yeah.
As a drag queen, as singer, you know, as a Black trans performer. To me, there's nothing sweeter. Also, like, she's adult enough. You know, when I first bought something, I was a mess. I was just making money and still didn't even know how to tip properly at a bar. I shouldn't have been. Thank God my mom had, like, the 2 cents to be like, bitch, stop going to Zara. Stop buying birthday dinners for your friends. Lots of air quotes. Went to the mortgage broker, filled something out. This bitch turned around and said, you know there's a TM mortgage. I said, there is. I'm sorry. Didn't even know there's a TM. You never say it. I forgot. It's not okay.
That's the test. Can't have it if you can't spell it. Living in the same apartment for 25 years in New York City. Rent control. Like,
yeah.
Peppermints?
Yeah, she's been in the same apartment for 25, which is like so sweet. I mean, nothing says all Black reboot of Friends than that. Because wasn't that Monica's grandma's apartment? Shit.
Was that what it was?
Monica's grandma apartment, which words, okay, I'll try. Yeah, I'll try.
No, it was Monica's grandma's apartment. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of apostrophe.
You guys try it right now. Say it with me.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Monica's grandma's apartment.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear more from Peppermint's World. I really enjoyed the sit down. The part about Christopher Rufo was really cool too. You know, Peppermint understands what we're all up against. And it's not just like shows for Peppermint. It was really great to get down and chop it up about what we're facing as a country, you know?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's such a gift. I'm so glad that she was able to do my show. And look, all these voices are important, you know? That's why art and music and entertainment, it definitely influences not only the culture, right? The culture will influence so much more. Do you think Martha Stewart knew what bling bling was? No. Has she made it, you know, okay? You know what I mean? But it's like all that shit, like...
Yeah.
The world is smaller than we think. So let's stop dividing people. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I'm talking to you.
Ugh.
Sorry. You're full of books today. Sorry.
No, I just loathe her. That's why.
Oh, the whole family. And you can quote me. Yay. Well, you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Get out there. Be all you can be.
Yes. Quick little announcement before we go. We're taking a summer break and we didn't want to ghost y'all. Like all those people you've been encountering on them dating apps, okay?
That's right. We are good people who just want to soak up some sun. Adulting will be back in August. And fun update, when we get back, we will have episodes dropping every single week.
Pim, 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 pim. So go take a vacation, okay? Take your bra off, get ready, and we will see you soon. That's really all I got. I gotta go. I love you.
Bye.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Our senior producer is Jiha Lee.
Our associate producer is Alex Chi.
This episode was mixed by John Bradley.
Our guest booker is Patrick Kottner.
Additional production support from Hannah Kyle Crichton.
Theme song and live show DJing is by Don Will.
Our live show producer is Marianne Ways.
Artwork by Jamie Bechtel.
Photography by Gijs Vandermost.
Executive produced by Karen Kilgara, Georgia Hardstark, and Danielle Kramer.
Follow the show on Instagram at AdultingThePod.
Email your questions to adultingquestions@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show and visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase adulting merch.